Río.
Thank you. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Vimanjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manomrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Padakamalam Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Sarichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Hindi or English?
English.
English? English again? I'm grateful to all of you again to be with you on the fine morning of 27th of November 2016 in Janakpuri. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sri Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, the first chapter itself, that the holy name of the Lord is the only means to uproot the karma from the root. And there is no other method which can uproot the karma from the root. Maybe the sound is even equal. Somewhere else is to keep. Maybe on that platform. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. ठीक है. There are so many methods we do. We go to holy places, take bath in the river, we give charity. We do karma kand, many activities to get some things. Hare Krishna. And we do puja, we read scriptures. There are so many nice things to do in spiritual life. Many, many more things to do. Donations in holy places, feeding Vaishnavas. But chanting of the Maha Mantra, the holy name of the Lord, is the only means by which one can imagine to uproot the root of the karma. The karma also can be understood in three ways. One is the karma that is exhibiting itself in the form of fall in your life. Right now you are having fever. So one thing is that. You take medicine for that to get cured. Second is the karma which is not yet manifest. It is coming in future. Say for suppose for example, you are going to lose your grandson after he is born. So right now you are not a grandfather. You are not father also. So that karma is there in store for you. When you become grandfather, that time that karma will be given to you as the action. And there is something called as proclivity. That means the tendency of performing karma or sins or bad activity or good activity. Proclivity means I love to eat outside, or I love to do gossip, or I love to do cheating in my business. It's like my tendency, inbuilt tendency, which makes you do the karma and which makes you suffer the karma afterwards. And beyond all these things, in the root is the beach, the seed of the desire to perform the karma. And the root cause of all this is the seed, the desire to do karma independent of Krishna. Now let's begin from down again. There is a desire to perform activities for our own gratification. And from where the desire has come? The desire has come from rebellion to Krishna. We have rejected Krishna and we want to enjoy ourselves. So the desire has come up, now no Krishna, only me. So I want to enjoy myself. This is the seed. From this seed, the tendency comes up. From tendency, actual activity comes up. And from activity, the result comes up. The result, from the result, suffering comes up or enjoyment comes up. Mostly suffering, little enjoyment. So it's like a tree. The tree has fruits, the tree has leaves, tree has branches, tree has a color, then tree has a trunk, then tree has a beginning on the ground, and then tree has a root inside. So the municipality comes, it chops off the trees, you know, many things, and they feel okay, they have relieved the whole atmosphere and it's open now. After some time again the leaves start coming. Then you come again, municipality comes, and then the municipality flattens the ground only. From ground only they remove it. Again in rainy season some again leaves start coming. Why is that? No, the roots are still there. They are still getting nourished. Still the water is being received from the ground. And still life is there and still coming. So you may feel you have extinguished everything. But it is still there. Because the bees, the root is still there. Then the municipality comes and digs around everything. Digs around everything, approves the whole roots, clears the ground, every possible thing. And then whatever rains come, whatever fertilizer come, nothing grows. So chanting of the holy name is like uprooting the roots and removing the tree from its existence, very existence. So doing karmakand or doing some solution in some situation, or some vastu solutions and some other karmic solutions, some graha dosha, some bad yuti in the bad yoga in the horoscope. Many yogas are there, very bad yogas. There are many methods are given, ki do this, do that, this vrata, that vrata, go here, do this, go to the hometown and go to the kula devata and do this and that. And everybody has, everything has got value. It's not that it's all useless. But till the time we do not remove the root cause of suffering, the suffering will keep coming. You will keep doing some patchwork, some removal, some reduction, some manipulation, but you are unable to end the sequence of suffering which is happening for lifetimes together. And you may keep on doing so many things, serious things, elaborate things, big things. But you will feel, hey, still suffering is coming. What to do now? How do I go about it? So much coming. I did this bali, that bali, this vidhi, that vidhi. I went to hometown. I did so much money I spent. So much elaborate preparation and activities I did. And then some little relief was there. But again, it's not ending only. New thing is coming up. New suffering is coming. And you get bewildered, you get excited, and you get frustrated. But we are missing that point, that we have not removed the cause and we are just trying to treat the effect. It's cause and effect, no? And we keep treating the effect. Like in your house, some stool smell is coming. So you clean everything, you clean, put chemicals, you put cow dung, this and that, put sprays, whatever possible you did, agarbatti, dhoop. But still the smell is coming. Because the source of the smell is not treated. The effect is treated. So the smell will keep coming. So like that, the root cause is the desire to do activities for one's own gratification. It's the root cause of the suffering. And that root cause can be uprooted only by chanting Hare Krishna. Many of us are here chanting Hare Krishna for many years now. But still when suffering comes, we think that, okay, this kind of solution should be followed. You know? And we do it also, there's no problem. So when you do such kind of solutions to your problems, you can have two kinds of consciousness. One is that this solution will help me. And another is that actual treatment is holy name. So I am taking the actual treatment and doing some paichwork also. It's like you get boils on the body, many boils you get on the body. So you do have to dress each boil also. Because every boil is oozing and suffering and pus is coming out. So you are patching up, doing dressing everywhere. At the same time you are taking an antibiotic, which is in the mouth. It goes in the stomach. From there it goes in blood. From blood it comes to that wound and it treats it. And not one wound. If there are 50 wounds, 15 wounds, 5 wounds, all wounds are treated. So when you do the dressing of the wound or the boil, you are also taking the antibiotic. You are not only taking the dressing. So when difficult has happened in your life, you do some puja for that. Don't forget your real treatment is the antibiotic. And the patchwork is also important. Keep doing that. It's not a problem. But if you keep doing the patchwork in the faith that the patchwork will help you, then new and new boils will keep coming out. You dress this wound here, this boil goes away, boil comes here. Then this gets cured, then it comes over here. Then it comes in the hair. Then it comes in the back. Then it comes in the tongue. So you're wondering, what to do now? I put everything. But the root central cause is not treated, no? Now you say, if I don't dress only, I'll just take the tablet. Then also you're suffering here. So what you're doing, you have to do simultaneous things. You have to patch the work here, and also take the tablet. But with faith that the holy name will help us. The real treatment is the holy name. Panacea cure, Sarva Aushadi is the holy name. In my family, somebody is suffering with some deadly disease. So my whole extended family is quite disturbed, quite excited, disturbed, frustrated. And they are arranging some big puja in the village. And we are all supposed to go there. So today morning I was discussing with Krishna and Sahil that how we are actually, because of this lack of knowledge, you know, we are suffering so much. I'm sure this puja will be done and still suffering will continue. I'm sure about it. I'm not giving a curse or something. But by philosophy we know that root cause of suffering is something else. And we are doing only patchwork and we are so excited about the patchwork, so determined and dedicated to the patchwork, and we forget the root cause. And then keep wondering why more sufferings are coming. Why variety of suffering more and more are coming. From where they are coming. And we keep doing another patchwork. So that work also. Hare Krishna. So, all of us also may be somewhere subtle, on subtle platform, may be thinking like this. Yeah, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but no, I should go to that doctor and take some vibhuti from him. Because when deadly disease comes or some deadly situation comes, then our sanity also goes along with that. rationalism also sometimes is at stake and on test. Now something really, really big happens, you know. Some disaster happens. At a time even our basic root faith also is shaken sometimes. And then people will meet you and tell you, do this, do that, you know. I have some treatment that Baba in Jaipur is there, you know, he will just look at your baby and she will start walking after a few days. I've seen people doing this, getting miracles like that. You go to this Nasik and say, Baba will give you water, vibhuti, and you drink that and see, she will be alright. I said, 51 ideas will come to you. And each one will tell you that this is the solution for your problem. This will 100% help you. But our philosophy says that it will not be so. And we try, but we don't try with the faith that this will help. Because we will try that with that much faith and doesn't happen, then you will be completely shattered. You keep so much faith in that, this will help me. I have got some imaginary ideas that my baby will one day run and play in maybe some games in the school. Some dreamy situation is, imagination is there, and somebody is giving hope to you. So you are so attached to the hope itself that you are planting the seed of another big suffering for you when that will not work. Basically, you should know that till this body is there, they will be suffering. There will be suffering. You can do manipulation here and there. You can put some anesthetic on your painful area and feel some pain relief. But after some time, the pain will come again. Because pain is already there only. It is not gone. It is just pressed by some external agent. Suffering will be there till this human body, till the body in which we are living is existing. And we will keep suffering. Nothing is there for us. You have no suffering in life. Then old age will give it suffering to you, and the disease will give suffering to you, and one day death will give suffering to you. That too, even devatas are not free from that. Old age itself is so much suffering. You don't have to become suffer from anything else. Old age itself is a suffering. And then as weather changes, you know, from summer to winter, winter to summer, summer to rainy season to winter, everybody has viral fever and everybody is down. You know, when I went to Vrindavan this time, each and every Brijavasi and everybody else was sick. And when I went, I also became sick for 7 days. As soon as I landed, that moment onwards, I was sick for next 7 days. So what one can do? I'm happy. My wife is nice with me. I'm nice with her. I'm Vrindavan. Everything is so nice, but suffering is inevitable. It is not going to change. So I took antibiotic. I took medicine. I got well. But doesn't mean I took antibiotic, next time I will not get cold. I go back now from Mumbai again. Again get dust. Maybe I get cold again. Who knows? And suffer again. But my basic faith should be that the holy name of the Lord will help me to get out of this. Not these pujas and not these things. They have their own place. But my faith is not those things, that they will take me out of the suffering of life. And what one more thing Holy Name can do, apart from uprooting the root cause of suffering, it also gives you happiness and bliss. At times when the process of uprooting the root is on, suffering is still there. You are still in suffering. But the Holy Name has power to give you bliss in the middle of suffering also. That no other puja and no other ritual, no other karmakanda has. It doesn't give you any pleasure, any happiness while you are under treatment. It only says, this suffering will go. You are not getting married, your marriage will take place. You are not getting child will come in the course of time by doing this. You are not getting a house will come. But whenever it comes, that happiness will be there. Today, that's happiness. That is the point. But Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the holy name of the Lord, will give you happiness right from the moment one when you took it up. That time you are suffering, and suffering will continue for a long time. But from the moment you took the holy name of the Lord, Susukam Kartum Avyayam. The happiness for which you are hankering lifetimes together, that happiness will be available to you as soon as you chant the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That time you don't have to wait for the misery to end to begin your happiness. Misery will have its own course. Nobody can stop the course of misery, by the way. No one. Only Sri Krishna can stop if he wants to. Otherwise, miseries or happiness also will continue their own path. You want to stop it, it will not stop. Happiness, you want to stop it? No, it will come also. Even if you leave everything and become brahmachari, if you are supposed to become famous, there you will become famous brahmachari. If you leave everything, money and everything, and join and become brahmachari ashram, there also you will fly from India to America and travel in Mercedes car, people will pick you up and you will speak in the elite congregation there. No? So whatever you are supposed to get good, you will keep getting. Now it is Krishnaized. And suppose you leave everything and you go to join brahmachari ashram, still, if you are supposed to get typhoid, one day you will get typhoid. It's not that key, because you are born in XYZ rich family and you are protected well from all these vaccinations, you will not get. No, if you are supposed to get, you will still get. As Prime Minister also, you may get some kidney ailment in the course of time. That doesn't change. What will change is your level of happiness when you become Krishna conscious. That will be affected independently, no connection with the what's going on in the karma level, suffering, happiness level. The bliss of Krishna consciousness will be available to you on the spot whenever you chant the holy name. So everybody agrees? Please watch out that tendency in you and me which will make you think that what I do now as solution to my problem as some puja that will help me. That remove from your mind. I'm not saying stop doing that, whatever you are doing for your immediate problems. But don't do it with the faith that this is going to be the solution to my problem. Keep the faith that my holy name that I received from my Gurudev will actually solve my problem. At the back of the mind, what is your consciousness should be this, that I will do everything, but the suffering will go away only when I will chant the holy name properly. Chanting the holy name is the only method by which the real bliss will be experienced. Kleshagri, Sandrananda Visheshatma, it will give you instant experience of happiness. It will give you instant cessation of suffering. And I just told you that suffering will never end, it will go on. Then what ends then? Your perception of suffering will end. Klesh matlab what? Klesh matlab what you go through, what you suffer is klesh. Problem is X. Klesh is the result of that. Right? Suppose I lost my, say, 10 lakh rupees. Somebody stole it. That's a fact. It's a suffering. You have two choices. To really cry and shout and really suffer and suffer and suffer as if life has ended. Or you may say, it was not mine only. It is gone. Through my karma, it is gone. Life goes on. I will continue. So you have a choice to suffer or not suffer. So klesh is that. But that kleshasni will take place. If there is a cancer in you, the cancer will remain there. But to suffer or not, to cry or not, it depends on you. To be blissful by the mercy of the Lord as I am getting cancer, that is one thing. Or why God cursed me like this? Why what I have wrong I have done? I am a devotee chanting Hare Krishna, still I am getting cancer. I chanted Hare Krishna, still promotion did not take place. I chanted Hare Krishna, still I didn't get a son, only daughters are coming. You can think like this. So klesh, that klesh agni, klesh and cessation or end of the klesh will take place immediately when you chant Hare Krishna. That means you will get the capacity to go above the suffering level and be blissful level, be on the blissful level. And actual also, Sandrananda Visheshatma, actual experience of happiness also will be there. It's not just a situation where there is no misery or no feelings of misery. It's neutral state. It's not like that. You come above that suffering level, Kleshagni, and also experience the bliss that is there. So, we have to keep on convincing ourselves. what Rupa Goswami has said, what Prabhupada has said. And we are very, very fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada in our lives, because the way he has explained the scriptures. Today she was explaining to me that although we do everything, but still people in north or south or wherever, they will keep going to some different pujas and different jagrans and different chokis and different darbars. Keep going, because they think that actually this is the solution. If I go to chauki darbar somewhere, then my misery will end. And by the way, I like chanting, it's good. पता नहीं किसका असर हो रहा है, चार पांच गोली खा रहा हूँ, कोई ना कोई दवा असर करेगी. मतलब when you take 5 tablets for some problem, you don't have faith in any one tablet actually, right? You just think that ये पांचों में से कोई लगेगा तो ठीक हो जाएगा, something will click. But in reality, you don't have faith in any tablet what you're taking, and that is not good, no? It's called khichdi. It's called hodgepodge. So, we don't want to become part of that consciousness where we think, I'll go to chowki also, I'll go to darbar also, I'll go to this also, I'll go to jagran also. And somewhere something will click and my misery will end. Somewhere something will click and I'll get a son instead of daughter. That kind of faith should not be there. That thinking process itself is the source of all sufferings that you can imagine in your life. Please understand. Suffering is one level, what is actually happening. But the thought process itself is another source of suffering for you. You are making a real source for you of suffering for a long time. That at least we should not. And how that can be treated? That can be treated with knowledge. When you have knowledge of the truth, then you can be away from this illusory thought process. Ki koi na koi to goli lagega us pe, aur kuch na kuch ho jayega. This is only ifs and buts and only, you know, good wishful thinking. You know, big wishful thinking. Ho jayega. Ek din chand ko main pakad lunga mere haath mein. It's a very good wishful thinking. But it's not reality. It's an illusory platform. And as long as we are on illusion, please be sure suffering is guaranteed on the platform of illusion. Mayadevi will like to keep you on level of illusion. So she can keep giving suffering to you. And our job is to keep getting out of the level of illusion, to come on reality. Even the reality is painful, it's all right. At least I'm in touch with reality. There's no illusion here. Yes, I don't have a son. I don't have a child. I don't have money. I don't have a house. At least I'm in touch with the reality. I keep dreaming, you know, I'll be in a bungalow. And in bungalow, then I will make aloo paratha. Then after that, I will sleep on the couch and I sleep in the daytime. And I'll put a sound system on. And I'll sing a beautiful, loving, liking song of my own. And I'll put this kind of bedroom, this bedroom. You go on imagining. And when you get hungry, you open your eyes, you are back in your jhopadi. You are there only. From beginning, you were there only. But in between, you went somewhere else and came back. The reality did not change. You always remain there only. You are in illusion. I was in illusion. So, then when the reality comes again in a picture, there is no couch and there is no aloo paratha and there is no air condition. It's only thatched hut. The suffering enhances. Because you are doing wishful thinking. Something, big hopes you are keeping in mind. So, that knowledge which will separate you from suffering is given by Srila Prabhupada to all of us. Srila Prabhupada, maybe painstakingly, maybe lovingly, maybe blissfully, has put us on the platform of truth by giving this knowledge. We have Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is not meant to keep it as it is. It is meant to be opened and read also. Today, I just got these two books with me. Flight doesn't allow some big luggage, so there's somewhere I'll find somebody who is in need of this, so we can give it. Do you know how much pain Prabhupada has gone through to give this knowledge to us? It is not just, you know, giving this book to you and taking 100 rupees from you and then finally do my quota and get done with this book distribution once and for all. And 31st of March, I'll be happy to give my account. Finally, I could distribute 30 books and finished off. Because book distribution is not about all these things. Book distribution is a movement of compassion, to be compassionate to people who don't have this knowledge. I have this knowledge. I saved myself. Many of these people don't have this knowledge. They are suffering. So I have to give this knowledge to them. It is not just getting 100 rupees out of that and getting blissful about it. If you have the compassion, then the people will open the book and read the book. Otherwise, just to get away with you, they'll just get the book and get rid of you and put the book in the shelf forever in life. So it will help them, but that's not our purpose. That's why the first step in book distribution is to read the book. When you read the book, you understand what is a valuable gift that we have received through these books. What is it in there which has helped me in my life? And then I want that to be known to this person also, who's next to me traveling in the flight or train or bus. And I give them and I tell them, please read this book. People will read that book only if you have read that book. Don't think if you have not read the book and you have sold the book, people will read the book and come and educate you what you have not read. It's not possible. It doesn't happen like that. They will read the book by the power of your purity that you have read the book and you are inspired by the knowledge. Then they will read that book, maybe by your inspiration. Otherwise, there will be millions of books will go from your hands to their hands and to their shelves and remain there forever. And whenever Krishna wants, after a long time, it will have effect. But if you read it, and you tell them to read it, and tell them something that there in the book which I read and I want you to read elaborately, then they will inspire them to read. So Srila Prabhupada said, I have not written the books just for distribution. I wrote the books first of all for you. For you all devotees. So that you understand what I have to say. And when you understand and get convinced about it, then others will get the benefit because you have convinced yourself of it. If you don't have conviction, how others will get conviction? You cannot give others what you don't have. You can give others only what you have. You can't give people what you think you have. You have to have it to give to them. So if you have the knowledge, then you can give the knowledge. If you have the conviction, realization, then you can give it to others. You just cannot imagine that I have and I am giving it to you. It's not possible. So first step in successful book distribution is to read the book ourselves. After reading, getting nourished, with compassion we give to the others. Thinking that what I got, he also can get. I save myself, he can save himself. She can save herself. Prabhupada has sacrificed his sleep in the night to write these books. You tell me, when do you sacrifice your sleep? Anybody? Mothers? For your children, you sacrifice your sleep. Why you sacrifice for your children? Because you feel you love them and you feel it's important. Right? When daughter's marriage is there, you may be not sleeping and you may be working in the night also. Because you feel it's important. You may study in the night, the exam is coming. So, you know, I could cut out my sleep. Maybe sleep only 5 hours and so it's important. That's why you do it. Some important work is there. Somebody has died in the middle of the night. So you sacrifice your sleep and go. Or for us, maybe in spiritual care, somebody is dying, then we get a call and we run in the middle of the night. We don't need that. Itna neend aa rahi hai ki crash ho jao, tab tak call aata hai ki Prabhuji, that devotee is dying now. So we just dress up and run. Whenever we feel something is important, then we do all the sacrifices, right? Otherwise, do we do sacrifices? There's no need to sacrifice sleep. Sleep is the last thing you will have to sacrifice actually. Whatever you are. Sleep is something which is very precious for you. For everybody. For a saintly personality, for you, for me, for a beggar. Sleep is very important. Unless there's something which is worthy cause to sacrifice that, you will not sacrifice it. And Srila Prabhupada sacrifices sleep. How important it must have been for him to write these books. So the whole day he was managing temples, new temples, everything was new. It's like new marriage, you know. Everything was new. New mother-in-law, new father-in-law, new sister-in-law, new house, new kitchen, new everything new. I am new now. I'm not anymore girl. I'm a wife of somebody. He's not anymore a boy. He's a husband of somebody. Everything is new. You have to deal with every new situation as a challenge, right? Everything new is a challenge for you to get settled with it, to get adjusted with it. Adjusted with it. So like that, every temple was new, every country was new, every language was new, every culture was new, every center was new, it had unique problems. Every center had new guests coming, new VIPs coming to deal with them. Letters from devotees of various temples. I said that you opened London temple and it's running very nicely. So you can go to Australia now. And Australia temple I started and it's running very nicely, so I go to England now. It doesn't happen like that. Something you start, it comes back to you. Keep on again. Maharaj, udhar to garbad chal rahi hai. Paisa nahi aa raha hai. Udhar ye band ho gaya. Usne rent khatam karke nikal diya humko. It's like whenever you begin something, something is going to come up. So you have to handle so many things during the day. Plus his ailing health, his old age, his massages and his own rounds and, you know, lecturing and establishing the culture and changing devotees' culture, helping them to become devotees. So then, the only free time was when everybody will go to sleep. So no one will come to you to talk to you or bother you or whatever. No more problems may come till they wake up in the morning. It's like sleep is like another illusion that everything is ended now. Everything has ended here. I am gone to different world and for next 8 hours there is no suffering. When I wake up again I am back to the square one. So when everybody will go to sleep, apparently now there is no more problem coming up between this hour and that hours. He will be awake and he will write his books, speak a dictaphone. It requires great determination. Please understand. There is no one next to you also doing the same dictaphone work. It's not that one office is open and four guys are working there and each another, everybody is inspiring each other. No. He is translating, I am also translating. And there's tea coming in between, somebody is also looking after you and four of you are going on till 4 o'clock in the morning. He was alone. I'm sure he must be tired. Don't you think he must be tired? How tired he must be. He's already travelled a long distance, he has spent the whole day handling situations and difficulties. And he also would love to sleep now. And everything is conducive to go to sleep. It's so quiet, nobody is bothering anymore. Everything is not dark in the night. Prasadam is taken already. So how much determination he must have had. How much love he must have had. Compassion he must have had. For those fallen conditioned souls who have not read those books or have not understood this philosophy, who have not yet saved from the hands of Maya. For them unknown, for those unknown souls, how much mercy, compassion he must have had. And not one day, one day you are fired up. 8 days you just wrote the books and 10th day you said, Hare Krishna. Enough of it. I want to sleep now. Enough of it. I'm getting problems. I'm hypertension. Sugars are fluctuating. Enough of it. My heart is paining. I don't want to do anything more. Doctors have told me, you need normal rest. Otherwise, forget it. Don't come to me for treatment because what's the use of treatment? It all must have happened to him. Please understand, he was a heart patient. He went from India to America with 2 heart attacks only. He went there. His heart already was at stake. So every reason was there to not do all these things. Today also if you come to me as a patient and talk to me, I will first ask how many hours you sleep and I will tell you take good sleep. That itself is a treatment for many diseases. And not sleeping is also a root of many diseases. So I will tell you take good rest. Body will heal itself. And then support the body with some medicines here and there. Body actually is the best healer itself. So if I would have met Prabhupada that time as a doctor, I would have told him, Maharaj, you sleep. Take rest. In all these situations, he has stayed awake and read those books. And please understand, if you stay in one place, not suppose you stay in India only, in your kutir only, okay? It's very simple. You can manage also all the schedules and do all the extraordinary Herculean tasks. But you will keep moving from one place to another. It's something called as jet lag, or something called as time lag. Which comes to you. It is a very difficult situation. Some of you must have gone to America, England, you know what happens to you. Just knocks you down. And the situations with you don't change. The still management is there, devotee problems are there, lecturing is there, meeting VIP is there, answering letters is there, everything is there. Doesn't change. for you time has changed. You have to adjust with the time. It takes some time. But Prabhupada, in spite of that, that time change didn't affect him at all because of his determination. He, as if he has come from that area only, he would start his routine. 11 o'clock massage, 12 o'clock prasadam, then answering questions, then guests, and then lecturing, then evening program, and then 8 o'clock everybody goes to bed, and he again picks up his book and starts translating. For him, it's a daytime there in India, and it's nighttime there. But he's with his own schedule, he's just going on. Again, wherever he is, 4 o'clock in the morning must be Indian 8 o'clock in the night, sleeping time. 4 o'clock he is up and he is chanting his rounds, taking bath, waking up devotees, Mangal Arati, everything is as routine as that. So it's not only, it's also a physical struggle along with what is happening around you. Physically you have to manage them with the situations. So many struggles he did just to be awake wherever he went to write these books, because he knew I will leave one day, my body will die one day, but my books will remain. And what I have to tell people, and what I have not told people because of time and place difficulties, maybe I could not reach them, the books will reach them even after I leave. So today what I am speaking, that is in writing form, today whatever I am speaking, it will be heard after 50 years by somebody in Russia, somebody in Siberia, somebody in Mongolia. I may not have to go there, I may not be able to go there. It's like if this lecture is recorded, for example, video recording is done, and I am told that this is going on Star Plus and 1 billion people are going to watch. So I am addressing 25 people here. But my speech is going to 1 billion people. Although I don't see them, I don't know them, I don't know where they are. But it is being heard. In this Prabhupada's case, the book is not going to reach 1 billion people, it will maybe reach 100 billion people, whatever. Much more beyond that, because the books will remain even if I don't remain. As long as I speak, the broadcast will go on. If I am not there anymore, I leave this place, broadcast will stop there. But the books will continue to broadcast. Even after you go. Even after I die. With that understanding, Prabhupada was writing books. And it's fact today. Books are reached Mongolia. Mongolians have become devotees through the mercy of Indradhunu Maharaj. Russians have become devotees. Iron curtain was broken. In China, people have become devotees underground. In Vrindavan today, nowadays you see only two people. Chinese and Russians. In earlier days when we used to go, you see Americans only everywhere. Boys and girls and men and women. Now each and right and left center, you see only Chinese and Russians. Which was our dream in the past. Chinese and Americans, I mean Russians. Impossible. KGB is there. It cannot allow you to do all these things. But today you see that whole thing happening in reality. In Russian colony, you want to buy a flat, it's a very costly flat. In Russian continent, you go, 500 people minimum Bhagavatam class. And 5,000 on festivals. Which never happens in India in any program. Imagine. 1,20,000 people come for a festival. And they have to only hire, always hire only a garden. I mean, not a garden, Maidan.
Stadium.
Ground for a stadium. That's the only thing of festival means. Why this happened? Because Prabhupada wrote those books. And the books were sent and books were read by people. How Russians become devotees? It was all banned over there. One Bhagavad Gita was smuggled by one devotee to 1,000 people. And that's how they shared it. Till every page was separated from the book binding. And that's how they became devotees. So we have to understand that how much pain Prabhupada has taken to ultimately give us this knowledge. You remember his days in Radha Damodar temple. He was alone there, no management. But afternoon lunch he would take at 9:30 in the night. It would remain outside the door there. And he would keep writing. He said, they are my devotional ecstasies. Early that experience was there. Later on, so much sacrifice was there to complete the book. And I can go on and on and on and telling you many stories how Prabhupada did. But last thing which I want to tell you is I just see the video of Prabhupada on the deathbed in Vrindavan. only skin and bone. No energy left. No voice left. People would even lift his eyelids to show him the guest who has come. Look, Prabhupada, who has come to meet you. And they will lift his eyelids. You have to imagine the situation when you will go in the situation. And you will lift your eyelids, not hand and leg. They will lift your eyelids to show you. And the eyelids will fall down immediately after you leave the eyelid. That was the situation he was in. And even then he was translating Brahma Samohan Leela. People can understand that now you are on deathbed, you can may not translate. Who will blame you? What is Prabhu? You are still alive, you are not, you stop translating. What kind of a devotee you are? Nobody will say like that. There is every reason that he has no, only bone and skin remaining. No diet is going in the mouth for 3 months. Nothing. No intake. And still, dictaphone is held over his mouth and crystalline clear translation and purport is coming out of his mouth. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the controller. And quite many things like that. So clear till the last breath, you know. How much he must have been feeling how this is important work, tell me. How much he must have felt this is important. To the degree of importance that he must have felt. Which made him translate the books and write the books in one sense, not handwritten, but to give the material for writing the, printing the books. How much determination, understanding, compassion, feelings he must have had. For why? So that you and me can read and understand what he wanted to give us. So first is, please understand what he wanted to give us by reading the books. And second is, first he wrote the books for all of us. And second is, he didn't write book only for all of us. He wrote the books for everybody in the world who has not got the message till now. And because that, such wonderful results have come out. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Krishna book, Science of Self-Realization, On the Way to Krishna, Path of Perfection. So many books are there. Almost 80 books he wrote. And the beauty of these books is that there are many people in the world who have written more books than Prabhupada also. In spirituality only. But I doubt whether anybody has given the way and the thing that Prabhupada has given. Not because I am his follower, I am his grandchild. But the boldness and the clarity, the conviction and the purity that he had, people have not met him. Just by reading his books, they have become devotees. I must share with one story to you. What is the power of these books of Prabhupada? I must tell you. By one story, I must have told you before also, worth hearing again. There was one lady, devotee. Please listen carefully, everybody. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You must have heard, but there is no harm in hearing again. One lady, American lady who is determined to become devotee, so-called brahmacharini, is going out on book distribution. In the trains, she is doing book distribution. And she announces and some books in hand and showing books. And after announcement and telling that each one gets a book in hand and says, please see the book. You may not buy it, but you can buy it if you want. And then some people buy and then she collects remaining one. She goes to the next coach. Again, same thing she'll do. Again, next coach, same thing she'll do. And then whole day she will do and in the evening she'll go back, take prasadam, sleep. Next day again she goes out and does the same thing. Like that she's going every day. There are opposition is there, there are bad words people are using. And she's used to all these things, she's going around. You know, people are saying, stop it, nonsense, we don't want to hear it, get out of the place here. All this is our usual now for her. So one day she's doing the same thing, very enthusiastically announcing the book and showing the book and doing the needful. People are seeing, some people are buying. Suddenly one guy, a gunda-like guy gets up in the train and says, just stop it. I say stop it. You guys are nonsense. People are useless people. Just worthless of useless of doing anything. So you are selling the books and trying to make money and make your food. And this is all nonsense what you are doing. If you don't stop it, I will throw you out of the running train. So many people say like this, no? Phek dunga gaadi ke bahar. Khidki ke bahar phek dunga. But they don't actually do that. But this guy was drunk and fully, you know, gone case. So she kept on doing. She was like absolutely indifferent because this is daily something happened like this. So she's not going to answer, counter argue, and you know, discuss and this and that. She said, forget it. She's just doing her job and going. But this guy finally got up because she was going on and on and on with her job peacefully. So he took the book from her hand, Bhagavad Gita, and crushed it under his feet in the train. It dismantled some pages, some binding and everything. Crushing, and actually he lifted her and threw her out of it, out of train, out of running train, in front of everybody. And in a great Vijayi Mudra, you know, great face of happiness and success, something great he has done. He came back, looking at everybody, see, I threw her out, crushed her book. And they were sitting, and after some time, his station came, which he has to come down, get down. So he thought, oh, that book, no? I will pick up that book and show my wife today what I did, how great work I did today. I crushed a Hare Krishna book. So he picked up the book, put it in his bag, and went home. He was drunk, so when he went home in the evening time, his wife was not at home, she had gone somewhere out. So he threw the book on the some platform, some table, some teapot like this. And as he was drunk, he just went to sleep. The servant man came and saw master is drunk and slept in suit only, in shoes only. So he removed his shoes and, you know, whatever he could do, covered a chadar on him and he slept. And then he saw, master has got some book but it's all crushed. So he thought it's master's book, so I should keep it properly. So he just, so-called, some repairing he did. Not at home, we can't do professional book repairing, but he just put the things together and, you know, put the cover together and give it a little good shape, little bit taping here and there, and put the book in the shelf. And forgot about it. That's all. Next morning he woke up and went to his work again. All his... In the meantime, that lady fell down, fractured her many bones and everything. She was hospitalized for a long time. Many months she was in hospital. And finally she recovered. And she again got back in the business of selling books. If you were that lady, suppose, you will say, bye-bye book distribution. I will do deity worship onwards here. I will do anything else. I will do preaching, lecturing, whatever you say I will do. But I will not take books. And you will say, yeah, Madam Mataji, sahi hai, whatever, please don't go. Because such an experience you got, you know, how one can dare again. But this lady, as nothing happened, she continued her books distribution. She's not Indian like you and me. She's not Brahmin, Indian, South Indian, North Indian, Kaushik, Upadhyay, nothing. She's not anything of that. It's a foreigner, white-skinned, Western lady, with all the base background that they have brought up in. Everything is true for her, but she has got so much determination that she continued doing the same thing. In the meantime, this fellow, due to his bad karma and Vaishnava Prad, he underwent a very big accident. His face was distorted. He got paralyzed through the legs. Totally shattered in the body. Face distorted with paralysis. And his wife left him. She divorced him. His business was lost. He became bankrupt. And was so frustrated, sitting alone in the house one day, just looking like this. He saw something in the bookshelf which he had not purchased. You know now, whatever books you purchase, you know, I purchased this in Vrindavan, this book I purchased in Chowpatty, this book I purchased when I went to Allahabad, like that. You remember everything, almost everything you remember. And the book that you have purchased, you always remember, I have this book. But something he saw in the shelf which he has not purchased, which is not familiar to him. So out of curiosity he went and he picked up that Bhagavad Gita. And he just opened the book and read the first page, read the second page, and read the third page, read the 10th page, read the 50th page, and he read the full Bhagavad Gita all throughout the night till 4 a.m. in the morning. By the end of the night, he was crying tears like anything. And he was so overwhelmed with reading the book, because he was in the right state of mind, artha, totally frustrated, everything lost in life, wife, everything, and so much physical distortion, physical suffering. And then in the end of the reading of the book, he found ki kahan se aaya book ye. So he started searching the back end photo, you know, address, this, publisher's note, this and that. Please contact if you have any queries, if you want to meet the author. So he started searching for that. And he found the local ISKCON temple address on that. So on his wheelchair, which are motorized there, he took the book in hand and with the address he went searching and he reached the temple of ISKCON in that horrible situation of body and mind. And lo and behold, who welcomed him? That same lady welcomed him. Because of his distorted face, she didn't recognize. She could have recognized, but she didn't imagine. She just like, welcomed him. And this guy started crying and crying and crying like anything when he saw her. But she didn't know. So she just welcomed him. Like anybody who comes, come have darshan, this is our temple, this is Lord of Gauranga, this is Krishna, this is Jagannath, whatever. Then this is our goshala, this is our bookstall, this is our kitchen. Everything she gave round and she attended some program. This guy is crying and crying and crying. Finally, she accompanied him to Prasadam Hall and she gave him prasad. And he started crying and crying. And she showed him bookstall and maybe some books and all. So he said, sir, why are you crying? I've been watching you for last so much time. You are crying and crying. He said, you may have forgotten, but I am the person who threw you out of the train. She was like that, surprised. But it didn't change her attitude towards him. She continued talking to him very nicely. So he further cried. He just couldn't imagine this. She was so nice. She didn't mind. He was saying, sorry, I'm sorry. She said, it's okay, it's all right. Wow, look at him. It's okay. So this compassion, from where it came? It came from the books of Prabhupada, which she had herself read, which she was distributing. So, in front of her eyes and in front of eyes of everybody else, the book was crushed. But that crushed book also, at right time, gave knowledge to this person. And this person became a full-time devotee in the temple. And they still remained in the same community. It's like, Bihari Gopal Prabhu was the person who threw me out of the train. And I am now staying in the same temple with you. And I am doing my service, you are doing a service. There is no enmity, there is no rivalry, nothing. We live nicely. It's so difficult, na? It's like, even imagine us also. One time I tried to kill you, and now I am with you in the same temple as a devotee. Whatever happens, I will be angry with you, you will be angry with me. Whatever happens, whatever time comes to cooperate, I will say Hare Krishna. Usse baat nahi karna, usse. Okay, I am tolerating, but I am, don't tell me all these things. We will do that. Nothing of this has happened. So this is Prabhupada's books. And I may live, you may not, you may live, I may not live, you may not live. But the books will remain. The next generation will keep distributing them. And will keep enlivening people. And keep changing their lives. Keep changing their state of happiness. Free them from suffering in life. Relieve them from birth and death. Take them back to Godhead, to Krishna's abode. The books will keep doing their job. So what is our job? Distribute the books. Read the books and distribute the books. Don't consider it as a burden, as a boj. Abhi main counselor ban gaya hoon, devotee ban gaya hoon, 30 book to dena hi hai, wo counselor chilla raha hai. Karte kyun nahi, lete kyun nahi, kya kare? Har saal December aate hai, mere ko bore hone lagta hai. December kyun aata hai? This is one way of thinking. Considering as a burden. It's like, the mother is saying, what is this burden? 9 months I have to carry the baby. Such a useless activity. I can do so many things. I can do so many productive things and preach and all those things. It's 9 months of bonding and then afterwards so many years of binding and so many troubles, so many things. But how the mother does it? Does she ever do, a good mother, ever do as a burden? Once I get away with this child now, my life will be successful. Will she ever say that? However bad the child is, however troublesome the child is, however crooked, I mean, children nowadays, you know, very troublesome. But mother will keep doing, not as a burden. And she will say after one delivery, not next time, but one child enough. But again she is eager to get pregnant, again to give birth to another child and look after another child. It's called a labor of love. It's not burden. So we should not think as a burden. We should see how much pleasure is there in that. When somebody takes the book from you, the happiness that you have received, you know that happiness, na? When sometimes somebody took Bhagavatam set from you. Sometimes they took something from you and they were seen in temple again after that, they contacted you and you ultimately saw that they became devotees. How much happiness is there? One fine day I was on the road, gave him one book. And that pleasure should drive you from within. 30 books quota should not drive you from or bore you from within. The pleasure that has you have experienced of giving the book to somebody. Like our Yugal Rasika Mataji is not here. I came to her house a couple of years back in January for some conference, and it was just after the book distribution marathon. So from her house I borrowed Krishna books, from her house I took Bhagavad Gita's, and from her house I took Bhagavatam set, and all the participants in the there were only 6 participants, because it was very CEO level conference. All the 6 people purchased Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Science of Health Realization and Krishna book. And that pleasure I cannot forget, you know. All highly qualified CEOs were there. And I just put it on table. And they, at the end of the day, they bought the books. And one of them bought Bhagavatam set. I delivered it in Kolkata, from Kolkata temple. And he's still in touch with me. And I gave him Mayapur Yatra. He came to Mayapur and I took him to Mayapur around 2 dvipas. Some conference somewhere, he's from Kolkata, we met in Delhi, we went to Mayapur from there, and he's like such a close friend of mine. Another time I just was flying with my wife on the flight, he just came next to me. Just by Lord's arrangement. And he was so, you know, happy. He's always sending messages to me and being in touch with each other. So this happiness, how can I forget? So do you want this happiness again or not? You don't know why. Okay, 2013, now this happiness is enough. I don't want to have any more happiness. You will not say like that. No? Pain you will say, but happiness you will not say. Okay? I don't want again. Now, I never sold Bhagavatams in my life up till now. I was wondering how people sell Bhagavatam. Ek kitab bechne mein itna taklif hai. 18 kitab kaise bechne hai ek saath mein. Abhi ek hi aadmi ko. Always used to be a wonder in my mind. How people sell Bhagavatam sets. And some guys 25 sets, some guys 18 sets, some guys 30 sets, I don't know how they do that. So always wonder. But when I sold Bhagavatam, I was so happy. And then I took out a new trick. So I'm a Purohit, I do my weddings and I do many things. So I thought, if they want me to do wedding, it's not my profession, neither my main earning source, so I'm not dependent on that activity. So if you want me to get your daughter married, you're keen on me to have as a Purohit, then my rule is 1 Bhagavatam set and 50 Bhagavad Gitas. You have to take along with all other expenses of my travelling and everything. You have to promise me that you will take from me 1 Bhagavatam set, whichever season, December or not December. And that works so well, because marriage me you spend lakhs of rupees, you know. Marriage me though you spend 25, 30, 50 lakh rupees many times. Usme I am asking you 5,000 rupees for one set and 100 rupees ka 30 books ko given to 30 guests. I tell them ki you have to do any manpan, na, the girl side, last boy side. How many are you from your side who are respectable guys? So then they'll buy shawls and blankets and so many costly things and honor them one by one. So that manpan kharcha is there, no? Its budget is there for that 50,000, 1 lakh rupees as per your status. So in this, if I say 50 books is 5,000 rupees. And Bhagavatam said 5,000, 10,000 rupees, lelo Prabhuji. So I see the party, I say 100 books. And I tell them also how to distribute, whom to distribute, when to give, whom to give. And we miss ritual, you have to put in that book in. Nicely put a bag and give. And people very enthusiastic to do that. And then take all me also afterward. Prabhuji, thank you. Huh? I got many phone calls from my people in the marriage. Ki aapne kitna soch samajh ka gift diya. Because saadi, wadi, shawl, everybody gives na Prabhuji. Bhagavad Gita. In my daughter's marriage when I distributed Bhagavad Gita, some people journey home, some people decide. Very categorically I planned. And many relatives called me. Such a thoughtfulness, I'm thankful to you. In the middle of the marriage of my daughter management, you thought we should give Bhagavad Gita to the relatives. I got many phone calls. After many days also I got phone calls. So it does affect. And see these books, no? Like that book remained in that person's house for years together, waiting for the right situation to come. And then the bomb blasted. The whole material life is shattered and spiritual life established. So it appears as a complete failure of the activity. Complete useless failure activity. See, it's crushed. Why should you do so much effort? It's not going to work here. That kind of conviction is there. But no, the power of a spiritual object doesn't end with any material calamity. The spiritual object will have its power always there. In the right time, it will explode and show the potency. So, a book in a dilapidated condition remained in the shelf, and right time, it exploded. So, you don't worry. You and me may not have the potency. The book has the potency of Srila Prabhupada. It will, what you cannot do, the book will do. And Prabhupada also said, Prabhupada, devotees would ask him, Prabhupada, I don't know how to answer. People are asking so many questions on the road before buying the book. He said, what you can't answer, my books will answer. Just give the book to them. What you cannot do, my books will do. Don't worry. And that's a fact. The books have so many answers there. And at right time, people read in. So, just pour your heart in this marathon. Today is 27, so it's not yet begun. You have 4 days to warm up. Start from today itself to warm up, to remove your hesitations and inhibitions. And from 1st December, start hitting 6 and 4s. From the beginning only. There may be shyness. There may be shyness. How will I ask him? Whatever he say, I don't know. Maybe it cannot be a Muslim person. Suddenly, I'll ask him, Bhagavad Gita chahiye kya? So, he said, my name is Parvez. He said, Hare Krishna, thank you. So, there's so much hesitation is there. But book distribution will crush your ego and give you humility. After that, the book distribution will give you thrilling, adventurous experiences. Then the book distribution will give you realizations about the power of these books. And you will cherish those stories. There's one guy like you and me, you know, who are hesitant and who are like maybe qualified and all. He was an IIT graduate, maybe PhD he was. And he traveled by train. So he was told to carry books. So he just would keep the books like this on the legs and sit in the train like this. Suppose I sit like this. You'll keep watching me, na? What happened to this guy? Why is he keeping look like this? And you'll keep looking at me and keep looking at the book also, right? Then he started doing this after some time. Nothing he's doing. He's just standing like this. Running pain. You're saying, what is this? Then somebody, nothing is happening. You're standing like this. And then after that, somebody asked him, why are you standing like this? He said, I am standing with these two books to give these books to those two fortunate souls who need it very much. I am not standing with these two books for all of you. I am waiting for those two fortunate needy souls who need these books. Uske liye main khada hu. And then, uske baad bhi koi liya nahi, do din din ke liye. Uske baad mein, every day those two books were sold. Every day these two books were sold. And he would carry, because bags were trained mein, bheed mein, how many books he would carry. So every day he would carry two books and stand like this. One day one hijra came in the train. And then the hijra started doing his activities, started collecting money from people and all. And he said, hey Baba, koi kharidega nahi aapka kitab. Kaun kharidega ye? Kisko chahiye kitab tumhari? Sabke haath mein Bhagwan hai, dekho. Mobile hai na sabke haath mein. सबको अपने भगवान मिल गए, सब अपने भगवान में मग्न हैं, तुम्हारा कौन बुक लेगा ये? तो बोला कि जिनको अपने भगवान मिल गए हैं उनके लिए मैं नहीं खड़ा हूं, मैं उसके लिए खड़ा हूं जिसको भगवान चाहिए, अभी भी नहीं मिले हैं, जरूरत है उनको, उनके लिए खड़ा हूं। तो छक्का गॉट सो इम्प्रेस्ड, छक्का रिमूव द मनी एंड गॉट द बुक। इमेजिन, फॉर हिम इज नॉट थ्रिलिंग एक्सपीरियंस। सी, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, Chakka talking to you is another embarrassing experience. Somebody starts, you know, this is an insult only, na? Kya time pass kar rahe ho? Baito niche, bol, kitab khade lage, kaun khareda tumhare se? Already he has humiliated you. The same guy, everybody is watching you, huh? Already you are a funny guy standing with a book. And then on top of that, Chakka comes and insults you, whatever, humiliates you or demeans you. And at the end of the story, because of the conviction that you have, the Chakka only buys book from you. It's not so much happiness for you. So he kept on doing the same thing all the day, all the month. And he could reach the book to those fortunate 28-30 souls in that month. So number is not important, whether it's 50, 100, 1500, not important. Another guy was an IIT highly qualified graduate. And he became devotee, so he was told you have to go, and he was having so much hesitation, pride, you know. So he tried his best, and no one is buying book from him, believe me. And he saw some uneducated, illiterate Matajis, you know, and they are distributing books like anything. So he felt so much, what is the use of my IIT graduation? I thought I am intelligent, this and that, I have personality, this, that. But books are being bought by people from this Mataji, who is not even educated. 15 din chale gaye uske. And he really became humble. Close photo, please. He really became humble. He said, there is no use of my education. You require purity, you require substance in the heart. The moment he got this realization, next day he went there, and suddenly one idea came to his mind. And next person who came to in front of him, he said, do you give gifts to people? You need to give gifts to many people, no? Why don't you give this book as gift to people? So that guy said, so how many I should take as gifts? He said, well, like a panch this. How many you expect to sell? So that guy very hesitantly told, okay, I need 1500. Can you provide? Because he was a CEO of one company. And he said, I'll give all my employees. So can you provide 1500? So immediately he arranged 1500. So 15 days score 0, 16th day score 1500. Why? As soon as the humility came in picture, Prabhupada gave the result. So point is that don't hesitate. I can tell you many more stories like this. How Prabhupada's books have rescued people's lives. You just be ready to get these wonderful realizations. You just be ready to get these wonderful adventurous experiences. You just be ready to push yourself to be compassionate, to give the books to others. Is there anybody here who doesn't have Bhagavad Gita? Anybody? By mistake, it's not a sin, but I'm asking. Is there anybody? Everybody has Bhagavad Gita here? Okay. How many of you read Bhagavad Gita? Fully? Jai. Those who have not read, please read. Bhagavad Gita is a science which made Arjuna, who was confused, into a very realized soul. Nashta moho pitir labhva karishye vachanam tava. Nashta moho pitir labhva karishye vachanam tava. Whatever. The last sloka is there. Ki this knowledge that you have given me has removed all my illusion. Has removed all my confusion. It has given a memory back and understanding back. Now I will do only what you tell me. Karishye vachanam tava. Whatever you say, I will do. One who said, I will not fight. I will beg in the forest. I don't want a kingdom. I don't want to fight. That person was transformed into, yes sir, I will do whatever you say. All that happened in between is in this book. What happened? It's a very short-term, intense psychotherapy manual. Somebody who is depressed was brought into action in 45 minutes. Only one session. Generally we have 25 sessions of psychotherapy for a psychiatric patient in counseling sessions. You know, we have to really go round and round and round about. But short, intense, most powerful psychotherapy was given to the highest evolved soul in the world by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And immediately the result was seen. The war began. And he did whatever exactly Krishna wanted. And he was victorious. It's a success story. From counseling to the result of the war. And this is us also. He didn't take the book and go away with him in Dwapar Yuga. Vyasadeva noted it down, copied it down, and handed it over to all of us, right? And Prabhupada also worked on it and gave it to all of us. So please give it to others. And if it is a heavy book to read, along with that give Science of Realization, along with give Path of Perfection, along with give Krishna book. So, fortunately, unfortunately, this year there was no wedding proposals to me. So I am yet waiting for the wedding proposal. But another idea came to my mind. I have got many friends. So I told one of my friends that you have a wood shop, you know, you sell raiments, and every customer buys minimum 2000 rupees, because kapda kharidne jayega to 2500 So whoever buys worth cloth from you 2000 rupees, you give Bhagavad Gita gift to him. It's only costing 130 rupees. So already much more than profit that you are. I mean, much profit you already earned in that. So he took 150 books last year. Next year he took 150 Krishna books. This year I also approach him. Because for him also very good gesture. Nobody is giving any free book after buying cloth. No? Sir, he is giving that. People are very touched with that. So that also idea you can do. Your classmates, friends, neighbor, there are so many happy people have shops. You can tell them, if not Bhagavad Gita, give them Science of Self-Realization. Maybe 50 rupees. After buying 1000 rupees worth goods, give 150 rupee book. Once in a year only, in the name of Bhagavad Gita Jayanti on Mokshada Ekadashi. I'm just throwing ideas to you and you can come up with your own ideas. Fantastic idea. People are selling, some people who are shy, can't talk to people, they are selling books through only emails. Only sending hundreds of mails to people and following them up on mails and sending them books by parcel and distributing books. Gopal Krishna Maharaj sells books in 25,000 of numbers each year. Either 25,000 de diya, either 15,000 de diya. This is how he sells books. He's so old, you know. He can't even stand nowadays properly. He's so weak. The book distribution month, you see him, how active he is. His records are always highest. So what can stop us? We are young, we are enthusiastic, we have all kinds of things in the world. We are not sick like that. We should do whatever we can do. Whatever purity you have, sell it. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We can have a little fan, possible. Now, if anybody has any questions, please ask. Yes. Nowadays, na?
Yeah. So, abhi to khaskar, they have one more reason ki paise nahi hai. So, if there are people who like to sponsor, and can we distribute for free to those?
Yeah. All things are possible. You get sponsors. We also get sponsor every year. You get sponsors for 11 books, 100 books, 1000 books. Get the money to temple and those books you keep with you, and then distribute to whomever you feel like as gift.
Fine.
But when you give free book, na, you have to preach about the book. Otherwise, they'll get the free book and keep it in lesson. So when you give free book, then you have to either take a token money and give back to temple, or you preach them about the book. What is there in the book and how you should read the book. It's not just to keep it on the shelf like that. We do that. When politicians have given 1 lakh book last year with their stamp on that. And to all patients we give in the hospital. In Barsana we distributed Hindi Bhagavad Gita's. So there are many places where you can distribute. You can give me also. I'll distribute in Barsana, Hindi books, no problem. And about the currency problem, I'll tell you. Don't think that problems have come only this year. Every year before December, some problem comes. 1 year, 26-11 took place in Bombay. Is it not true? It shook the whole India. Just before December marathon. But people didn't get put off by that. You keep doing your job. You don't worry about. Material world is meant for being full of problems. Material world is never free of problems. If not December, beginning of December, end of December, middle of December, something will happen. The trains crashed now. So a huge accident took place. Something is always happening in the world. And now Bandi has happened. But spiritual, what I told you, the potency of a spiritual vastu, spiritual thing, cannot be destroyed by any material situations. I told in the middle of my lecture, right? Think about it. A spiritually powerful material or thing cannot be destroyed by any material happenings around you. It will find its own way. No material impediment can stop the progress of a spiritual thing. There is no power in any material thing to stop any progress of any spiritual thing. So you don't worry. You keep determination, Krishna will guide you on how to go about it. Krishna will give intelligence how to go about it. People may say many things around you. They will say, the first thing what they will say, Hamare paas hai. Toh aap bolenge, ek aur le lo, gift de do kisi ko. Wo bhi hai, do extra lakh leke rakha hai. Whatever you say, they will give answer to you favorable to that only. But don't hesitate, don't worry. Try on the person. The patent answer I get with everybody in India is that हमारे पास है बचपन से हम जानते हैं सब क्या है उसके कर्मण्येव अधिकारः से जानते हैं सब जानते हैं और देन गीता में कर्मण्येव अधिकारः से पूरा श्लोक भी नहीं 1/4 श्लोक का 3.13 व्हाट इज द नंबर कर्मण्येव अधिकारः से बस इतना मालूम कर्म कर रहे जाओ गीता ने क्या बोला है कर्म करते जाओ कर्म कर रहे अपना समझ चुके गीता But the point is that in 125 crore Indian people, how many are Muslims? 15 crores or 20 crores?
20 crores.
Okay. How many are Christians? Something other minority. How many are Hindus? 70 or 80 crores. Have you been able to make Gita reach in every Indian's house? No. So find out who don't have Hindu. Forget about Muslims, forget about Christians. Don't want to worry, struggle with them. But there are, आप बोलेंगे क्या हर टाइम वही बुक किताब भेजने का पब्लिक बोलता है लिया लास्ट टाइम इधर से लिया था कितना लेने का अभी किताब वही किताब हर टाइम भेजते हो बट फिर भी एवरी ईयर द सेल इज इंक्रीजिंग तो वेयर इट इज गोइंग इट इज नीड वी हैव नॉट येट टच्ड एवरीबडी हु इज इन इंडिया हु हैज भगवद गीता वो बोलेगा है ना चिन्मय मिशन का है उसका है उसका है उसको बोलने का ये डिफरेंट है या एज इट इज है हाउ टू आइडेंटिफाई और राइट वर्जन ऑफ भगवदगीता टेल मी वॉट इज इधर 650 वर्जन ऑफ गीता इन मार्केट एंड यू क्लेम दिस इज द बेस्ट वन हाउ डू यू क्लेम दैट ऑन वॉट बेसिस यू क्लेम दैट टेल मी इट इज इन परंपरा तो बोले हमारी ही परंपरा है आपका परंपरा है क्या हमारी परंपरा
है
तो मेंशन नहीं कर रहे तो उनका है ना परंपरा ऐसा बोलेंगे आपको हमारा ही परंपरा है ओके फाइन आई एम जस्ट आर्ग्यूइंग एज अ डेविल्स एडवोकेट आई एम नॉट आर्ग्यूइंग विद यू
बिकॉज़ बाय रीडिंग दिस बुक सो मेनी पीपल्स लाइव्स हैव चेंज्ड
दैट इज द पॉइंट व्हाट इज द रिजल्ट ऑफ भगवद गीता वन गाय हु वाज रेबेलियस नॉट विलिंग टू फॉलो नॉट विलिंग टू ओबे मैं नहीं करूंगा भगवान को बोल रहे हो ही व्हाट इज द एंड If any version of Bhagavad Gita can transform one person from rebellious to Kanishya Vachanantava, that is the right Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because what is the Bhagavad Gita result? Arjuna surrendered. If any version of the book makes you surrender or makes him surrender, that means that book is right. Because it has achieved the result which Krishna achieved with Arjuna. And if this book is able to achieve the same result, that means the book is bona fide. And the book is more, what you call, genuine book. If it makes you intellectual, if it makes you, you know, karmakandi, if it makes you by heart the whole verses, if it makes you anything except surrender, that means, or ahimsa. Sabbe la preaching ahimsa. Mahatma Gandhi preached ahimsa to Gita. But Arjuna is told to kill. He is putting down his weapons. Arjuna making Krishna is making him lift the weapons. But still people have preached ahimsa through this. Imagine this. Lokmanya Tilak, Mahatma Gandhi, Vinoba Bhave, so many big guys have preached whatever they wanted to preach through this book. And still they successfully sold in that manner. But we know the success is if you surrender to Krishna and follow the instruction of Krishna, that is the genuine version of Bhagavad Gita. And that is with you. You are the fortunate one to have that. It's not because I am follower of ISKCON, I should be thinking like this. I am saying this because it's a fact. So what, I am part of ISKCON. If he is wearing black kurta, it is a black kurta. It can't be blue because I am saying it. Right? Whether I am ISKCON follower or not ISKCON follower, he is wearing black jacket, it is a fact. And that is fact in spite of I being ISKCON or not being ISKCON. Right? That way, this Bhagavad Gita is the genuine one, is a fact whether I am ISKCON devotee or not ISKCON devotee. Whether I am follower of ISKCON or not follower of ISKCON. Fact remains fact. No? I am a South Indian. It's a fact. Whether you believe or not, I am a South Indian. It's like that. So we only require conviction and determination. And books will flow from your hands, in the hands of the needy ones. And if you can be the instrument in the hands of Prabhupada, he is no more physically with us, but he is so happy with you to see whatever reason he sacrifices sleep in the night, so many nights of sleep, is coming successful now. It's worth. I didn't sleep that time. But my followers are now sacrificing their time and energy to distribute these books. I sacrifice sleep, they sacrifice their time and energy. So think from millions of innovative ways and go out and distribute. Ideas will come to you. I see that you give books to people. Questions? Any more? Yes, Prabhuji.
Before I put question, two things I would like to share. As you said about Jesuit Gopal Krishna Maharaj's zeal to distribute more and more books. So, on the day of Prabhupada's disappearance festival this year, His Holiness Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj, while giving lecture at Punjabi Bagh Temple, he was just experiencing some wonderful interaction with His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj in Mumbai, and he asked Maharaj that, Maharaj, every year you build and offer big temple for Srila Prabhupada, and this year is being a Golden Jubilee celebration year of ISKCON. So which next temple you are offering this year? So Maharaj was a bit disappointed. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he said, Maharaj, this year we could not offer any temple to Srila Prabhupada, but definitely this year we are going to double our book distribution.
Jai.
This is his, so much desire to increase the number of books distribution. This is one point. Second point is about you mentioned about your friends, you know, that through their book
shops,
they can distribute books. So since last 4 years, we are trying to follow the same thing. And Jai Madhav Hari Prabhu, every year dispatching around 1,500 Bhagavad Gita to our place in Chhattisgarh.
Wow.
And whoever customer comes, we just give them, distribute the books. So, and many times the customer, they come back and they really appreciate, you know, the loving gesture we offer to them through the books. Sometimes some customers, they want second copy also.
Oh.
So they take it. My brother, he gives them the books.
You give Science of Self-Realization also, Guruji. Science of Self-Realization, Journey of Self-Discovery, these books also you can give. As a new one to give. Nice.
So last year we introduced Krishna book also.
Yeah, Krishna book also. Many people like Krishna book. It's easy to read and understand in the beginning. Whatever. It's not different.
So my question is, Prabhuji.
Yes.
In the beginning of your lecture, you said about a material problem and a spiritual solution. For material problem, we find so many ways, you know, to deal with the problem. Either financial problem, family problem, law problem, whatever it is, you know, we try to catch the expert people to get solution of any kind of problem we have in our life. But when we are amidst of that kind of crisis, what is the way where we can focus more and more, and how we can increase our spiritual side, you know?
When you are in the middle of difficulties?
Yes, exactly. How we can do our spirituality in that crisis period? Because for the material problem, we are increasing our, we are doing best efforts, you know, to get rid of that problem, overcome the problem. But how we can focus our spiritual sadhana or chanting or reading, whatever it is, how we should do that in that period?
We were discussing in the morning on the same thing, delivered boy. What is the answer? What we discussed in the morning? That when everything is fine, there are no problems going on around, please strengthen your sadhana nicely. One is a preventive measure, one is a curative measure. Curing. So in preventive measures, know well that life will be full of problems. You will never be free from problems. Knowing this well, prepare yourself when there is no actual problem. I mean, problems are there, but not actual crisis or some episode or some event has happened like that. At that time, make your sadhana very strong. Keep good association. Do service to Krishna. and nourish yourself. Right. And nourish yourself, and when the problems will come, then you're able to phrase nicely. When problems actually happen, always keep good company of sincere devotees. And also read Prabhupada's books. You know what actually saves you from problems? Is the philosophical understanding that you have got. You can face a problem successfully when you tackle it with the philosophical understanding that you have. If you're sentimental about things, philosophical understanding is weak, then when disaster happens, you just get shattered. Very difficult to reconcile. But philosophically, if you are strong, which you have cultivated at the good times in life, then when crisis come, that philosophical foundation doesn't make your spiritual building fall down. Still there. Some damage is there, but foundation doesn't get broken. You don't get destroyed. So, this book is also association. When you have a regular habit of reading these books, even in normal times, continue it in the crisis time also. And do not forget to meet a sincere devotee who is your friend, who is your counselor, who is your guide, whatever, who is he, is a well-wisher. Do not forget to meet him at the time of crisis. Do not make it private crisis of your life. At least one person should be in that connection with you, whom you can meet and who you can meet and share your things and get strength from him, if not everybody in the world. Because in the middle of crisis, you can't go and share the crisis with everybody around you. It can't be made public. At that time you need somebody, some group of people who are close to you, who can really help you, to give you nourishment, to give counsel to you, strengthen you. So association is key. And that association you can't find when the crisis comes and then you search for association. That association has to be already established and in good times, you know. In good times when you establish that, in bad times it help you. Good times you save money, then at bad, when illness you can use that money. You can't start earning money when you start getting sick. You can't do that when you are sick. So you have to do that. What you do in material life, same thing you have to do for spiritual life. You save, you earn a lot of money and you use so much money per month, and remaining all you invest in a proper situation and your wife's name, son's name and daughter's name and this name and that name, so that any crisis happens and this can be withdrawn and you can get help. You do all that when in good times you do all that. So that bad times can be covered up with that. Similarly, do all your earnings in spiritual life in good times, so-called apparently good times. Then when the crisis comes, then all these savings that you have done, investments, will come for a rescue. It's like that. Yes.
She also said that the more we work in peace, the less we will bleed in war.
Yes. That's what we discussed in the morning. At good times when we practice and nourish ourselves, at bad times we don't suffer so much. So you have enough savings in the good times you've done, and you get a big disease, you don't get so much destroyed financially. You have already done something nice. But if you have not done, you have squandered all the money when you are in good times, you have enjoyed everything, and then cancer comes, and you are totally beggar. You are begging everybody. Begging the devotees, begging the trust, begging the medical college, hospitals and everything. So in the army there is a saying, you know, work hard during peace to bleed less during the war. You practice during the peace, you can face the war very nicely. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes.
Prabhuji sir, bola ki shuruaat mein ki hame jaise ki uske bare mein ki hum dusre sadhano pe jaate hain jab samasya aati hai, jaise ki baba ke paas jaate hain, kisi ke paas jaate hain, to hamara ghar mein hota hai ki bacche ki tabiyat kharab ho gaya, doctor paas gaye nahi hua, to kisi baba ke paas ja rahe hain, ya tabiyat kharab to vrat le liya ki dusre ke paas vrat kar liya, to is situation mein kya karna chahiye?
Ye sab sentimentally, again philosophically, when you are not strong, you tend to do all these things when crisis comes. Sentimentalism is a result of poor philosophical understanding. And it flares up when there is crisis. If philosophical understanding is good, then you keep going to, you can do some solutions for your situation. I am not saying you should not do anything. Not go to doctor also. Depend on Krishna and the holy name. I said, I could do. I mean, we are practical people. But we don't do things which are baseless, which are not scientific, which are not proved. Okay, he told me, go to this Baba, he'll give a vibhuti to you, and this vibhuti can cure any diseases. And I'm a doctor here, I understand something, you know. एक विभूति सबको देंगे कि इसका कैंसर ठीक हो जाएगा, उसका बीपी ठीक हो जाएगा, उसका डायबिटीज ठीक होगा, इसका किडनी डिसऑर्डर ठीक होगा. वन विभूति ऑल मेडिसिन फॉर एवरीथिंग, हाउ इट इज पॉसिबल? एंड देन ही विल सी यू एंड योर बेबी विल स्टैंड अप एंड स्टार्ट वॉकिंग. दिस इज नॉट लॉजिकल ना. वेन यू आर फिलोसॉफिकली वीक यू टेंड टू लुक फॉर मिरेकल्स. You want somebody to touch you and make you free from cancer, which is we are against. Go in a scientific, non-traded path. Don't trade in the darkness. Trade in the path which is known path, scientifically proven path. Go in a very scientific way. Even in crisis, you can do that only when you are philosophically sound. Otherwise, sentiments are very difficult to deal with. If you have a craze that some miracle will take place and my wife will be cured from cancer in stage 4D, then it's not reality, na? You are dealing in darkness, you are dealing in illusion. You know it's not going to work out, but still your sentimentality is so high, it's reality for you. It's not going to happen, but you feel it's going to happen. Start believing in the illusion as truth. That means, already you are suffering now. With that, you'll suffer more because you are hoping against hope. Some miracle will take place. All dying people in the hospice are always hoping against hope. Ki kuch to bhi hoga aur meri wife theek ho jayegi. Abhi bhi ek hospital mein patient hai, hospice mein, Vrindavan mein. We know she is going to die in a few weeks, she will die. But husband still feels ki koi homeopathic doctor hai, wo bola hai ki wife theek ho jayegi. So I had to convince him, it is not going to happen. All our knowledge tells us she is going to go. Better you prepare for her death and better you give her Krishna and give her whole nourishment and spend your time, whatever limited time, to help her into achieving the goal of her life rather than trying something which is not going to happen and in the meantime she will die and then you will not get this result and that result also. Both results are not going to be available to you. So our job is to bring them to the platform of truth and the reality, not on the platform of sentimentalism. And that sentimentalism is a result of previous lack of reading scriptures. That time I can't make you philosophical. It's too harsh to tell you that death is inevitable. Life is eternal. Why worry about life? Life comes and goes. Soul passes away to next body. Somebody who is sentimental, you cannot tell him all that point, you know. This has to be told when he is all right. This all applies to us before anybody else, by the way, please understand this. We have seen devotees, how they become emotional in times, you know, and very how difficult they become to counsel and to, it's difficult to help them. Because 90% of our counseling in counseling groups is on sentimental platform, on emotional platform. We rarely do spiritual counseling to people. Actual pure spiritual counseling, you know, on a spiritual platform is very rare that we do or we get opportunity. 90% of counseling is emotional counseling. And His Holiness Radhana Swami told us the same thing. Ki what you all guys are doing is 90% you have to do emotional counseling to make them devotees in the end of the story. So everybody has husband-wife problem, child-son, father problem, daughter-daughter-father problem, you know, money problem, this problem, that problem. So, philosophically, we have to educate ourselves on the strong footing. See, he was sentimental in the beginning of war, Arjuna. All sentimentalism, main bhik maangunga, mujhe nahi chahiye, raj nahi chahiye, wo kon vidwa banayega unko, so kon karma lega uska, so many things are there. But he is philosophically strengthened by Krishna. In the end, same thing were happening. Same thing, the wives were going to be widows. Same kingdom was going to come up to him with all brothers dead. Everything was the same. But he was on a different platform now. Now he is not thinking ki, when baan barunga na Arjun ko, usko Duryodhan ko, to uski wife vidva ho jayegi. Karna ko barunga to Karna ki wife vidva ho jayegi. He is not thinking like that now. His thinking has changed. Hai na? All things were true. Actually became king. All Pandava Kauravas were dead. All most of the relatives were dead. Which he didn't want to happen. To enjoy a kingdom without all those people. But finally became king when nobody was there. I mean only they were there. Little bit people were there. So nothing changed. What changed? What changed was consciousness. And that power of changing consciousness is in this book. It can change yours and mine and others' consciousness for going back to Godhead at the feet of the Lord. Any other question? Yes, Mandi.
Guruji, like you were saying, that philosophical understanding makes us internally stronger. So, you know what happens, that there are times I get really, really angry. So angry that I avoid devotees because I know my anger will come out at them. So, what happens that I tell myself some verses from Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is particularly what I really connect to rather than Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not, I can't connect much with them. So what I do is I keep telling myself verses, Shitoshana Sukhadukasaha, or you know, these are my prarabdha karmas, or you know, different things. Whenever I remember, I tell myself. But what happens is that my mind becomes blank. It's like information is going inside, it's going into my ears. Something that was deep in my heart, that I was even fighting with people to prove it, that you know, this works, how can you say? I become so immune to it. During my those angry phases, that I say I'm not going to do. Yesterday, what happened is I was really angry. I was listening to Prabhupada's lecture. I stopped the lecture. I kept my book aside, and I just sat next to my temple. I was very angry with Krishna. So actually, I screamed at him, you know. And then I thought, if this keeps happening, maybe I will leave bhakti. You know.
So what is the question? Bhakti.
My question is that you said that we should have philosophical understanding. I understand that there is this understanding only at comprehension level, but it has not gone deep. I try to make it deep, but it doesn't happen. So
that's what proves that how much we have to cultivate ourselves in good times. So bad times you can be handling yourself well. But anyway, what I answered him also, I'm answering to you same way, that at such times don't try to treat yourself on your own. Take shelter of a devotee.
No.
Don't go to that devotee whom you are angry with. Don't go to angry devotee who is not angry with. You are not angry with that person. Go to a person whom you have faith and affection and respect and confidence that he will help you or she will help you. That you have to establish before all this thing happen, so that you have already a person. It's like you don't search a doctor when you get sick. You already have a doctor in place, you know. Whenever I get sick, I go to him. Like that, you create a devotee in your life so that don't deal with it when it's difficult only on your own. Surely you will fail. Like you will keep the book aside and start talking ill to Krishna also. So rather than going in that situation knowingly, last time you went, okay, this time before that happens, I go to a devotee. Call up a devotee, take shelter of a devotee. Then through that devotee, Krishna will answer your questions and help you out. And that is what you are telling me, the story of yourself, is the proof of what you are saying only, is that when you at good times make yourself strong by association and reading, it will only help you when you are in bad times. When you can't help yourself in bad times with whatever you have got, then you run to devotees who have those things who help you. I don't have that philosophical conviction, so I am falling weak and failing. So I go to a person who has that philosophical understanding, who will, I'll borrow that understanding from him for my sake.
So
it's not like that, Madhi.
No, I'm just telling you the thoughts that defeat me.
You tell me one thing. Does the doctor has to undergo all diseases before he treats you?
That is a different thing.
Doctor, you don't have typhoid? You don't have typhoid? No. I will go to a doctor who has got typhoid before. I have faith in that person only. So it's not necessary that Sri Gurudev has to undergo all the marital problems that I have gone through to help me in my marital problems. Oh, you are not married, so I don't want to go to you. You are not married. What do you know about having children, having wife and having husband? No. It's not like that we deal with our savior, a doctor or a guru or a counselor. He doesn't have to. The philosophical understanding will make you help others even if you don't have gone through that problem. You don't have to go through all the problems to help others. The helper doesn't have to go through that. That's why this book is there, no? Otherwise, we'll have to choose. जिसको कैंसर हुआ है उसके पास ही मैं हेल्प करने जाऊंगा, हेल्प लेने जाऊंगा. जिसको टाइफाइड हुआ है आई हैव टू सर्च फॉर दैट पर्सन. जिसको फाइनेंशियल क्राइसिस हुआ है आई विल गो टू दैट पर्सन ओनली इन फाइनेंशियल क्राइसिस. दिस वे योर लाइफ विल बिकम मिजरेबल. मे बी यू नॉट फाइंड अ मैच लाइक यू योर सेल्फ इन एनीबडी एल्सेस लाइफ. यू मे फील आई हैव सच अ यूनिक प्रॉब्लम इन लाइफ, नोबडी हैज दिस प्रॉब्लम, ओनली आई हैव गॉट दिस प्रॉब्लम. विल कम टू दिस कंक्लूजन, देन हु विल हेल्प यू? बट इट्स नॉट ट्रू. It is not true at all. And most of the people who are sentimental, who always think, Prabhuji, jo mere bare mein hua hai na, wo kisi ko nahi hua kuch. And it also is true, because what you go through as per your karma is unique to you. It's not different. But that doesn't mean that doctor cannot help you, no? He has read in the books. He is the healthiest person, but he has read in the books how to treat typhoid. So he treats typhoid. He has experience of treating typhoid people. So he has seen variety of typhoid people. So different typhoid varieties he has seen in his treating. And with that faith we go. If I tell Guru Maharaj, I fight with my wife, my daughter is not listening to me. And I say, but you are not a fit person because you are not married. What he will say? He will say, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Take the prasad and go. It's like that. Huh? So make devotees friends. Keep them ready for you by your relationship and investment to help you when you need them. Anything else? Anybody else? Yes,
probably. So, yeah, actually, thank you for the lecture. And you were mentioning about the point about not being emotional, you know, emotionally very. I just keep on thinking, Prabhuji, like this, ki people generally, there is so much difference between. It's very easy to switch from the mode of goodness to mode of ignorance without, you know, crossing the mode of passion or something like that. Or sometimes some situation, some things are so similar, but they are, the difference is like between diamond and glass.
Mm.
Like in the name, we as devotees also have to be emotionally sensitive, right? But in the garb of being detached, we become emotionally hard-hearted, right? Also, in the garb of being detached, we don't, means I'm speaking for myself, we don't understand value of things or value of people, value of relationship. Just in the garb of
being... So, what is the question?
Means how do we get the understanding of being emotionally sensitive and not being emotionally, or being a sensitive person, at the same time not being emotional in nature? Or how do we actually develop true emotions without being truly, getting swayed by emotions?
First and foremost, don't have any false ideas about detachment. Most of the times, we are quite attached, but we have an idea of being detached. And there is a conflict between the reality and the illusion. And in that conflict, others suffer. Because you think, I am supposed to be detached. And I am detached. But you are not detached actually. So you are actually in illusion about yourself only. And in that process of being in illusion, others who come in contact with you suffer. So at times when you are unattached to a particular thing, you are very detached. And other times when things happen about your own attachment things, you get very disturbed. So your philosophy of detachment is in the things which you are not so attached to them. For example, suppose about dresses you are not so attached to. So you say, what is there? Why you are buying so costly dresses? It's not required. You wear simple sari. You appear to be very detached. When it comes to books, for example, which you are very attached to buying books. Wife says, why so many books? And you say, not so important, this and that. So, we are actually expressing our selfishness only by that way. When it comes to my own things which I like, I justify them by philosophically. And which I don't like, I give example of renunciation and detachment to people. Mm-hmm. But sensitivity means I understand and respect a person's actual situation. Yes, she is attached to sari maybe, or he is attached to eating good food maybe. And through that only you have to help them, Prabhuji. Somebody who is attached to eating good food for years together, One fine day you can't become sannyasi and start eating dry rotis, na? So what do we say? Okay, eat prasadam. And gradually then do ekadasi. Then you do vratas and gradually you'll come out. So condemning somebody who is not as detached as you is cruelty actually. Encouragement is that, yes, I know I'm in 10th standard. And I know she's in 1st standard. So I don't condemn her because I'm in 10th standard. But I help her to come gradually to 2nd standard, to 3rd standard, to 4th standard. That is compassion. But just because you are in 10th standard, you can keep condemning 1st standard students. Or in MBBS, so you keep condemning 12th standard students. That is cruelty. So you forget in the process that you are also one time in 10th standard. And 12th and in MBBS. We also gone through that. Somebody was condemning you from above when you are in the lower standard. So a mature person will always remember all his past. And that way we'll deal with people. When I was eating meat, when I was eating and drinking and doing everything else, how the devotee was crying to me to help me to come out of it and make me a devotee. So now I have given up meat eating. And now I condemn all meat eaters. I am also part of that in the history. I also should be condemned when I was eating. But my friend who made me devotee did condemn me because of meat eating. He nicely preached me and brought me. That is called sensitivity. You have to always remember how I was brought in with so many kinds of faults that I had. And how it was dealt with by devotees. If they dealt with me with harshness, I would have never become devotee. If you would have condemned my eating habits in my early days now, I would have never met you also. I never liked you to meet you also. But I really loved eating. I used to eat two plates of prasadam. But if anybody would have condemned me that time now, I would have not come back again to temple. I would eat at home in two plates. I should have come here. I'm not a beggar here. But people appreciated. Oh, he likes food. Oh, he likes prasadam. Oh, he likes this thing. Oh, look, see how nicely he's eating. So I was happy. Now I don't eat in two plates. But that was my situation that time. It was like handled very nicely, sensitively. That is sensitivity. So when you become devotee and you become advanced in devotional service, you don't become detached artificially. All your detachments are based on understanding of the truth. With full understanding you become detached. And you do not, one of the most mistakes what many devotees do, suppose I am 90% surrendered, say, and somebody just come and some 10% surrender, and I be condemning him. What do you guys, you just 10% surrender? That means you have taken enough time from 10% to 90% for your own self. But you don't want to give time to anybody what time you took. You want them to be equal to you immediately, as soon as. You guys, you wretched souls, fallen souls. I have taken enough time from that stage to come to this stage. 15, 20, 30 years I have taken. And to those souls I have not given in 5 years also. I am condemning them. You guys are wasting your life. That is sensitivity. That you give time. And somebody may be weak. May not be able to lift 25 kilos after 5 years also. What to do? He is lame. He may be crippled. You don't criticize a crippled man for being crippled. Right? Be kind to him. Help him. Hare Krishna. So we end here. Thank you so much. Yes, Prabhuji.
No question. Just my observation. You are coming, as I told you earlier also, that it's always, it's like a festival for us. It's very good. And when Sai told me you are coming, I was thinking, I don't know what you are going to tell us. It was in my mind. Let us see what he tells us. But something is there. Between you and me, some connectivity is there.
Yes.
One is, you know, yesterday I could not sleep. There was some pain down. I was feeling very sleepy. I was, when you started, you were telling what you said, I was feeling so sleepy. I was thinking I should go somewhere
and
at least have a time of 5-10 minutes. And then I thought that this is your room. Somebody was sitting there. Then I turned my head this side. I said, oh, Sari is sitting here. I can't go anywhere and can't sleep. In between, you told us about Prabhupada that he was sacrificing his sleep. And he was doing such an important thing. And you won't mind, believe me. I was also thinking, this is getting recorded also what you are saying. I was thinking I can listen later also. But then, It is very important. I must listen to you. I think between came this thing.
Abhi was sleep.
My sleep vanished. Abhi
you.
Then I said, when he can see, you told me this thing. So I gave up my idea of trying to have a nap or something and come back in. That is one thing. So some connector is there. You come up with something always which touches me. That is one. Another thing is, I also believe that we should always develop for a bad time also.
दुख में स्मरण करे सब सुख में करे न कोई जो सुख में स्मरण करे उसमें दुख काहे को होए कबीर ने बोला है कबीर
आपने जो आज बताया ना उसको बड़े अच्छे तरीके से बताया तो आई थिंक वी शुड आई आल्सो बिलीव दैट वी शुड आल्सो वर्क फॉर ड्यूरिंग दैट पीरियड
गुड पीरियड
फॉर गुड पीरियड वी मस्ट प्लान फॉर आवर बैड टाइम आल्सो
जय
सो दैट टू थिंग्स रियली वी अप्रिशिएट सो थैंक यू वेरी मच
थैंक यू सर For encouraging me, I am grateful to you.
You are busy, I am telling you, I always learn something.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.